My name is Brent Bible. I farm in Tippecanoe and Montgomery counties, and generally in the Linden and Romney are the small towns that we farm around. We farm about 5,000 acres, and most of our operation is centered around seed production. We grow seed corn and seed soybeans, but then we also grow what we call dent corn or commercial corn. We have a fair amount of acres dedicated to waxy corn production, and then we grow a little bit of popcorn as well.
Tell me a little bit about getting involved with Farmers for Free Trade.
I heard about their work from a friend, and she had asked if I would talk to them about what impact trade issues may have for our farming operation. So it simply was an opportunity to network some and have some conversations around where might some of the trade talk take us. That was back in early spring, late winter, when nothing had necessarily happened yet. There had been no action, but there was starting to be some talk about some tougher stances with some tariffs and that type of thing. And we knew that at that time, or we had the suspicion at that time, that if there were some tariffs enacted, that certainly the next thing that would come from that or because of that would be some retaliatory tariffs by other countries, and felt that that could have a pretty strong impact on the ag sector because of the number of exports that do center around the ag industry. And not saying I told you so or not saying we were right, but we were right, and that's certainly some of what we've seen.
Why is trade something that you're concerned about, and you know, why does it matter to you and your operation?
It's important for us, and it's important for the ag industry in general, because the United States is without a doubt a very productive country in fruits, vegetables, fiber, corn, soybeans, on down the line, beef, pork. We can produce those things better than most parts of the world can. So if we're so good at it, we're naturally going to produce more than what we can use, and we're going to produce enough for other places that aren't as good at it. We're going to produce enough for them to have access as well. So it's important for us to be able to take our excess, our surplus, and market it on the world market. So trade's a lifeblood for the ag industry. We need to have, we've got to have, open and fair trade, free trade and fair trade, to be able to maximize our economic return on the output that we are capable of.
Tell me a little bit about the Tariffs Hurt the Heartland campaign that just started and what all that entails.
I think that the message from the current campaign is that any type of tariff or trade restrictions that take place are having an immediate and a direct impact on not only producers, but consumers and anybody that touches the ag industry. And the important thing with that is that unencumbered trade or unencumbered markets will always find their true value, their true equilibrium. And as soon as you impose any type of restrictions or any type of government intervention into that system, it's going to cause disruption, and we're certainly seeing that. There is no question that there are inequities that need to be remedied, and those inequities don't exist because we've had free trade. Those inequities exist because we have had other countries be able to manipulate trade in different ways. So I understand and support the idea that there is a trade imbalance and that there are issues that need to be resolved, but it appears that we're trying to solve those by force more than by negotiation. And by doing that, we've seen the retaliation with additional tariffs. And those have had a very quick and immediate impact on our bottom line. And I think where that has been readily noticeable is just looking at the commodity markets, the soybean market in particular. That seems to be the one that's gotten a lot of focus and attention. We've watched the soybean market have about a $2 swing or a 20% swing downward since May. And certainly some of that has been because it looks like we may have good yields and that type of thing. But an overwhelming majority of that or a big weight that's been on the market the last 2 months is the uncertainty with trade. The market hates uncertainty of any kind. So the fact that we've got uncertainty of whether China is going to continue to buy our beans, whether or not we're going to have a NAFTA deal that's going to come to fruition or be in place, all of those things create uncertainty that allow people an excuse not to invest in the market, and or they speculate against the market, and we've seen that a downward spiral the last 2 months because of it. Certainly we've seen some of that come back, especially in the last week or 10 days. And I think we've seen that come back because of a little bit of that uncertainty starting to go away, in that we hear rumors that China is ready to talk about trade a little bit more and be more aggressive on finding a deal. And we hear that the new leadership in Mexico wants to negotiate a better or a new NAFTA deal. And when you start hearing some of those things take the uncertainty out of the market, it's helped bring it back some, but it's certainly not back to the level that we were a couple months ago.
Adding off what you just said too, and then the proposal for the relief package, what are some of your thoughts on that and the idea of compensating farmers?
I don't like the idea of a bailout package. I don't think it's a popular idea among non-ag people. I don't think that the taxpayers want to fund a bailout for farmers, and I don't think farmers want a bailout. The people that I've talked to, my peers, they are not at all excited about a bailout. $12 billion is not going to bail out the financial inequities that have been created in the last 2 or 3 months. Farmers would rather have free and fair trade negotiated and reap the benefits of a market that allows them to sell their goods. That's what's sustainable. Having a government payout is not a sustainable strategy. So that I understand the sympathy or the I understand that the government wants to show some sympathy or show some type of reaction to farmers not being happy about where the trade rhetoric has gone, but this is not a fix by any means.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
I think I more or less just said it there, but I'll kind of recap it in that I'm supportive of this administration. I'm supportive of where, as a whole, we are going with the economy and that type of thing. But I think this strategy specific to trade has been ill-timed and ill-executed, and I think it's cost the ag industry some significant money the last 2 or 3 months. So it's important that we negotiate a deal, get it done, and move on with free and fair trade. And I would much rather see that happen and keep that bailout money, put it back in the bank, and use it for something else. Let us have good trade deals and forget about the bailout money.